From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The surge in foreclosures around the country has been accompanied by another distressing trend: scam artists who take advantage of struggling borrowers by promising to save their homes. Authorities say these false promises can leave homeowners worse off than ever. Today, state and federal officials announced a coordinated crackdown on phony foreclosure rescue schemes, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says American homeowners have been through enough in recent years, with home prices plunging and foreclosure rates soaring. The last thing they need is to be ripped off by someone pretending he's there to help. The Treasury Department's enforcement arm is now on the lookout for fraudulent home rescue schemes. And Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department has already won criminal convictions against such scam artists in New York and Kansas.
And the message is very simple. If you prey on vulnerable homeowners with fraudulent mortgage schemes, we'll find you and we will punish you.
The federal government has created an unintended opening for scam artists with its own effort to assist struggling homeowners. Chairman John Leibowitz of the Federal Trade Commission says some phony rescue operations deceptively promote themselves as nonprofits or even arms of the federal government, using copycat logos and web addresses such as hud-gov.us. Leibowitz says the FTC has won court orders to stop a handful of companies, and last week the agency sent warning letters to more than 70 others around the country.
These companies are kicking people when they're down, charging enormous upfront fees, and sabotaging efforts by homeowners who could be getting help for free.
In addition to taking alleged scam artists to court, the FTC is trying to educate consumers to protect themselves in counseling sessions and with flyers included in some monthly mortgage statements. Leibowitz says the flyers warn homeowners to steer clear of any self-proclaimed rescuer who makes exaggerated claims of assistance and insists on an upfront fee.
These companies claim, "We will stop your foreclosure," or "We will save your home," or "We have a 97% success rate," or "We guarantee to reduce your payments." But if you pay them instead of your mortgage company, you will find yourself on the fast track from distress to disaster.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says charging an upfront fee for foreclosure help is not only a red flag, but actually illegal in nearly half the states. Madigan filed complaints today against two allegedly fraudulent mortgage rescue operations in the Chicago area. Altogether, Madigan's gone after two dozen companies that she says promise to help struggling homeowners but don't deliver.
They don't stop the foreclosure, they don't save your home, they don't reach out to your lender, they don't get you a modification, and they don't show up in court. All that they do is take your money. And you lose not just your money, but you lose valuable time that you could have been using to reach out for free, legitimate help.
Instead of turning to one of these rescue outfits, authorities say homeowners who are having trouble with their mortgage should first contact their lender directly. And if that doesn't work, consult one of more than 2,000 nonprofit counseling services recommended by HUD. HUD Secretary Sean Donovan says there are legitimate ways for struggling homeowners to get help. He stressed the government's own relief programs don't come with any charge. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.